What does it mean to begin again? More importantly, is it possible to do in February? I'm Sam Jaeger, your host for this, the very first of many Take Me Home podcasts. Today's episode, what to do when your Bears, your Buckeyes, whatever team you should choose to root for, loses it big. How to cope with the cold winter months in the Midwest. This and more. Stay tuned. Prologue. History will teach us nothing. What about science? I read recently online a little science blurb that says that the body regenerates its cells every 90 days. And, you know, it's true because it came from the internet, okay? They don't lie. But it got me thinking. I ran the numbers. I am an actor, but I do my own math. Thank you. Turns out that just over 4 times a year, we have entirely new cells in our body. That's pretty exciting, at least to me. If you look at it from a glass half full position, which I often do, that means that we are a new person 4 times a year. And here I am 30. Once again, I'm going to try and do math for you. That would make this February the 120th version of myself. I think that's pretty exciting. I'm gonna take it as a good sign. Because to be honest, people, there's something about 2007. I don't know if you feel it. I feel it. I know I said that about 2004 and 2005. Probably said it about 2006 now that I think about it. But 2007... Oh, that's the year when it all happens. And though I have a good feeling about 2007, it couldn't have started off worse for myself and the state of Ohio. There was a football game. It was the national championship game, early January. I don't remember the date. I tried to block it out. The Ohio State University lost 41-14 to the Florida Gators. Congratulations to Florida. They have much to celebrate. But for those of us born in the Midwest, we have to endure the cold, the harsh winter. That's why I always root for cold weather fans. Whatever the team is, I want them to win. That's why I had no team to root for in this Super Bowl. Chicago, Indianapolis, doesn't matter to me. Both damn cold. But, you know, right now, a lot of grieving Illinoisians? I don't know what they're called. Somebody write in, tell me. What's astounding about the Ohio State loss is not the fact that it came out of the blue, though it did. It's the fact that, on a personal level, I have not been able to shake it. I woke up every day the following 2 weeks, and I felt like I was in a bad dream. What was so startling is I really didn't think that I was this passionate about a group of college kids. That's the most ridiculous part about it. Not only myself, but all of Central Ohio put all of our eggs in the Ohio State football basket. We just felt that this was going to be our year. And, you know, history proved that we were a great team. You know, we demolished every team prior that entire year. You could say Wolverines were close. But, you know, it really fell apart for us. And so I started the new year in sort of a haze. But here's hope. If you're a Bears fan, there's something special about 2007. Look, if you think about it, it's already a loss, you know, okay? You are probably at your lowest, especially right now, the week after the big loss. it's only uphill from here, especially for myself. I told myself after the 41-14 loss, I called my brother Dave in Ohio, and I said, Dave, the good thing is we will never see our team lose this bad ever again. We've seen the worst defeat in Ohio State University history. So, from here on, not so bad. It's that time in our podcast, just past the heartwarming prologue, nearing the nice finish of the epilogue. That's right, folks. It's the prepalogue. My buddy Jeff loaned me a DVD recently called The Secret. I believe there's a book of the same name by the same authors. And I think there's probably a seminar with these people. I think there's probably a line of day-to-day calendars, and who knows, even a set of plush toys featuring The Secret. I watched this movie. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but the theme of it is that all these great minds throughout history have all known this one secret, and it is that we, as individuals, control the universe. You know, we not only decide our own reality, but we decide the universe itself. It's pretty lofty. And yet, I decided, what the hell? I would give it a shot. I would put the secret practice to the test. And I went to bed every night in December praying about upcoming events. I was testing for a TV show. I was close to getting a movie. Prayed about all these things. I gave thanks for them already being, you know, already coming into fruition, which is one of the guidelines of it. You have to visualize it. You have to say it. You have to reiterate it over and over again. And then all of a sudden, the universe will make it so. You will make it so within the universe. So I tried that repeatedly. And nothing happened. I didn't get a single thing that I had put all my energy into. And So I took the rest of December off. I went back home to Ohio, spent time with my family, came back, and then the Buckeyes lost. And yet, somehow, out of the ashes of what to most of you is probably a very trivial game, came a lot of good things. My movie finally came out in theaters. We shot it back in 1967, featuring Kevin Smith, Jennifer Garner, and a very young Abe Vigoda. And that movie finally came out. I also got cast in a pilot for ABC, which, you know, hopefully will be on in the fall. All these things happened, and I can't really explain why, but I think it has to do with sort of letting go of the reins and just realizing, hey, I am at the bottom of the barrel here. And when you're at the bottom of the barrel, all you can do is climb out. Or, you know, search around for pickles. If it's a pickle barrel. If it's empty, then just, you know, get the hell out of there.
It sounds like someone else's song from a long time ago.
And now, our epilogue. Come sit by the nice, cozy fire. I promise I won't try to make out with you until you're asleep. Okay, so it's February, okay? It's cold. It's frigid. Spring is a long damn time away. I realize this. And all I can give you people is a podcast. But more than a podcast. Here's a couple of things to look forward to in the coming months. When you're cold, you need some sort of warmth, come sit by the take-me-home fire, and we will warm ye. So saith Sam Jager and the rest of the take-me-home staff. Coming up in the coming weeks, we have got a fantastic interview with none other than Tamara Podemski, the winner of the Sundance Grand Jury Prize for acting. Phenomenal actress, fresh off Sundance. She's here in our office, ready to rock it hard. I don't know what that means. That's just what she said to me. I'm delivering it to you. Also, next week, I will detail the press junket and also the premiere of Catch and Release, a movie I did back in 1967 starring Abe Vigoda. Please come back, visit. Mike Hobart, our producer, will be here soon, as will our editor slash most aggravating man alive, but still most lovable, Jeff Siebenick. Musical contributors for our show include Common, The Bad Plus, Wilco, and Kid Koala. Thank you for Take Me Home staff and for Quick Stop Entertainment. I'm Sam Jaeger.